Do not be afraid, good Kaka. Podcast episode 277. So, since that ends with 7, we're going to be reading the Tipitaka today. This is Tipitaka part 182, Mahavagga 8, part 2. Now, if you didn't see Mahavagga 1 or hear it, some folks are only hearing because they're on the audio-only podcast. I recommend starting there with Buddhist Books 276, Tipitaka 181. Yes, I'm looking down at my notes. Mahavagga Part 1, you can, if you haven't heard it, click right there. Okay. I'm assuming that they left. So, those of you who are still here have already heard that one, so you know that this is going to be all about Jivaka Komarabhaka, also known as Dr. Shivago. And so that's fun. I'm enjoying learning about him, because I've been curious about him for the past, gosh, how many years has it been? I guess it's been 5.5 years since I first heard his name, when I was when my wife and I were being trained to teach Thai yoga body work. So, yeah. Anyway, that's a whole other story. I mean, kind of. All right. I guess that's all the preamble. I hope everybody's doing well. And I will go ahead and get to today's reading. I'm trying to do these a little more often. I know that there were long breaks in between episodes for a while, and hopefully we'll get back to doing at least 2 of these a week, 2 or 3 a week. Okay, picking up right where we left off last time. Now, at that time, a merchant of Rajagaha had a disease of the head for 7 years. Many very great world-famed doctors who had come had not been able to cure him. Taking much gold, they went away. Moreover, he came to be given up by the doctors. Some doctors spoke thus, quote, "The householder, the merchant, will pass away on the 5th day." End quote. Some doctors spoke thus, quote, "The householder, the merchant, will pass away on the 7th day." End quote. Then it occurred to the urban council of Rajagaha, quote, "This householder, this merchant, is very useful to the king as well as to the urban council. But yet, he has been given up by the doctors. Some doctors speak thus, quote within quotes, "The householder, the merchant, will pass away on the 5th day." And quote within quotes, some doctors speak thus, quote within quotes, "The householder, the merchant, will pass away on the 7th day." End quote within quotes. Now, suppose this Jivaka, the king's doctor, is young and of good repute. Suppose we should ask Jivaka, the king's doctor, to attend the householder, the merchant? End quote. Then the urban council of Rajagaha approached King Seniya Bimbisara of Magad. That's him. Having approached, they spoke thus to King Seniya Bimbisara of Magad, quote, "Sire, This householder, the merchant, is very useful to your majesty, as well as to the citizens. But then he is given up by the doctors. Three dots, thank you, Polytext Society. They're saving us the trouble of having to read all that 5 days to live, 7 days to live stuff again by replacing it with three dots. That's what they do. That's what they're good at. And translating Polly into English, I'll admit, that's also a useful skill. Quote within quotes, three more dots. Will die on the seventh day, end quote within quotes. It were good if your majesty were to command Jivaka, the doctor, to attend the householder, the merchant, end quote. You could just ask him. I mean, you're the king, but why go around commanding this and that? Sorry. Then King Saniya Bimbisara of Magad commanded Jivaka Komarabaka, saying, quote, go, good Jivaka, attend the householder, the merchant, end quote. Quote, very well, sire, end quote. And Jivaka Komarabaka, having answered King Saniya Bimbisara of Magad in assent, approached that householder, the merchant. Having approached, having observed the uneasiness of the householder, the merchant, he spoke thus to the householder, the merchant. Quote, if I, householder, should make you well, what would be my fee? End quote. Quote, all my property shall become yours, teacher, and I will be your slave. End quote. Quote, now, householder, are you able to lie down on one side for 7 months? End quote. Quote, I am able, teacher, to lie down on one side for 7 months. End quote. Quote, now, householder, are you able to lie down on the other side for 7 months? End quote. Quote, I am able, teacher, to lie down on the other side for 7 months. End quote. Quote, now, householder, are you able to lie down on your back for 7 months? End quote. Quote, I am able, teacher, to lie down on my back for 7 months. End quote. Then Jivaka Komarabaka, having made the householder, the merchant, lie down on a couch, having strapped him to the couch, having cut open the skin of his head, having opened a suture in the skull, having drawn out two living creatures, showed them to the people, saying, quote, do you see, masters, these two living creatures, the one small, the other large? This large living creature was seen by those teachers who spoke thus, quote within quotes. Whose quotes? Hang on. Who's talking? Is he still talking? Yes, he's still talking. Okay, Jivaka is talking. It was seen by those teachers who spoke thus, quote within quotes, the householder, the merchant, will pass away on the fifth day, end quote. On the fifth day, it would have destroyed the brain of the householder, the merchant. And when the brain had been destroyed, the householder, the merchant, would have passed away. It was rightly seen by those teachers. This small living creature was seen by those teachers who spoke thus. Quote within quotes, the householder, the merchant, will pass away on the seventh day, end quote. On the seventh day, it would have destroyed the brain of the householder, the merchant. And when the brain had been destroyed, the householder, the merchant, would have passed away. It was rightly seen by those teachers, end quote. And having closed the suture of the skull, having sewn up the skin of the head, he applied an ointment. Brain surgery in 6th century BC. Then the householder, the merchant, When 7 days had passed, spoke thus to Jivaka Komara Bhaka. Quote, I am not able, teacher, to lie down on one side for 7 months, end quote, quote, but did you not, householder, answer me in assent, saying, quote within quotes, I am able, teacher, to lie down on one side for 7 months, end quote within quotes, end quote. Quote, it is true, teacher, that I answered thus, but I will die. I am not able to lie down on one side for 7 months, end quote. Quote, well then, householder, you lie down on the other side for 7 months, end quote. Then the householder, the merchant, when 7 days had passed, spoke thus to Jivaka Komara Bhaka. Quote, I am not able, teacher, to lie down on the other side for 7 months, end quote. Quote, but did you not, householder, answer me in assent, saying, quote within quotes, I am able, teacher, to lie down on the other side for 7 months, end quote within quotes, end quotes. Quote, it is true, teacher, that I answered thus, but I will die. I am not able to lie down on the other side for 7 months, end quote. Quote, well then, householder, you lie down on your back for 7 months, end quote. Then the householder, the merchant, when 7 days had passed, spoke thus to Jivaka Komara Bhaka, quote, I am not able, teacher, to lie down on my back for 7 months, end quote. Quote, but did you not, householder, answer me in assent, saying, quote within quotes, I am able, teacher, to lie down on my back for 7 months, end quote within quotes, end quotes. Quote, it is true, teacher, that I answered thus, but I will die. I am not able to lie down on my back for 7 months, end quote. Quote, if I, householder, had not spoken to you thus, you would not have lain down so long, parentheses, as this, end parentheses. But I knew beforehand that the householder, the merchant, would become well in 3 times 7 days. Rise up, householder, you are well. Find what is my fee. End quote. Quote, all my property shall become yours, teacher, and I will be your slave. End quote. Quote, no, householder, do not give me all your property and do not be my slave. Give 100,000 to the king and 100,000 to me. End quote. 50% income tax. Voluntary. I mean, never mind. Then the householder, the merchant, being well, gave 100,000 to the king and 100,000 to Jivaka Komara Bhaka. Now at that time, the son of a merchant of Benares, while playing at turning somersaults, came to suffer from a twist in the bowels. I hate it when that happens. So that he did not properly digest the kanji that he drank, nor did he properly digest the food that he ate or relieve himself regularly. Because of this, he became thin, wretched, his color bad, yellowish, the veins showing all over his body. Then it occurred to the merchant of Benares, quote, now what kind of affliction has my son? He does not properly digest the kanji that he drinks, and he does not properly digest the food that he eats, and he does not relieve himself regularly. Because of this, he is thin, wretched, of a bad color, yellowish, the veins showing all over his body. What now if I, having gone to Rajagaha, should ask the king for Jivaka, the doctor, to attend my son? End quote. Then the merchant of Benares, having gone to Rajagaha, approached King Saniya Bimbisara of Magadha, Having approached, he spoke thus to King Senya Bimbisara of Magad. Quotes, "Sire, my son has this kind of affliction. He does not properly digest the veins showing all over his body. It were good if your majesty were to command Jivaka, the doctor, to attend my son." End quote. Then King Senya Bimbisara of Magad commanded Jivaka Komarabaka, saying, quote, "Go, good Jivaka, having gone to Benares, attend the son of the merchant of Benares." End quote. Quote, "Very well, sire," end quote. And Jivaka Komarabaka, having answered King Senya Bimbisara of Magad in assent, having gone to Benares, approached the son of the merchant of Benares. Having approached, having observed the uneasiness of the son of the merchant of Benares, having caused the people to be turned away, having surrounded him with a curtain, having tied him to a post, having placed his wife in front, parentheses, of him, end parentheses, where's this going? Having cut open the skin of his stomach, having drawn out the twisted bowel, showed it to his wife, saying, quote, "See, this was your husband's affliction. Because of this, he did not properly digest the congee that he drank, and did not properly digest the food that he ate, and did not relieve himself regularly. Because of this, he is thin, wretched, his color bad, yellowish, the veins showing all over his body." End quote. Having straightened out the twisted bowel, having put back the bowel again, having sewn up the skin of the stomach, he applied an ointment. Then the son of the merchant of Benares soon became well. Then the merchant of Benares, saying, quote, "My son is well," end quote, gave 16,000 to Jivaka Komarabaka. Then Jivaka Komarabaka, taking those 16,000, went back again to Rajagaha. Now at that time, King Pajota came to be suffering from jaundice. Many very great world-famed doctors who had come had not been able to cure him. Taking much gold, they went away. Then King Pajota sent a message to King Senya Bimbisara of Magad, saying, quote, "I have this kind of disease. It would be good if your majesty were to command Jivaka, the doctor, so that he should attend me." End quote. Then King Bimbisara of Magad commanded Jivaka Komarabaka, saying, quote, "Go, good Jivaka, having gone to Ujjaini, attend King Pajota." End quote. Quote, "Very well, sire," end quote. And Jivaka Komarabaka, having answered King Senya Bimbisara of Magad in assent, having gone to Ujjaini, approached King Pajota, and having approached, having observed his uneasiness, he spoke thus to King Pajota, quote, "Sire, I will cook up some ghee, and your majesty will drink it." End quote. Quote, "No, good Jivaka. Do what you can to make parentheses me and parentheses well without ghee. Ghee is abhorrent to me, loathsome." End quote. Then it occurred to Jivaka Komarabaka, quote, "The king's disease is of a kind that is not possible to make him well without ghee. Suppose I should cook up the ghee, parentheses, so that it has, end parentheses, the color of an astringent decoction, the smell of an astringent decoction, the taste of an astringent decoction, end quote.
Nothing's more suspicious than frog's breath.
Then Jivaka Komarabaka cooked up the ghee with various medicines, parentheses, so that it had, end parentheses, the color of an astringent decoction. The smell of an astringent decoction, the taste of an astringent decoction. Then it occurred to Jivaka Komarabaka, quote, when the king has drunk and digested the ghee, it will make him sick. The king is violent. He might have me killed. Suppose I should ask parentheses for permission to go away and parentheses beforehand. End quote. Then Jivaka Komarabaka approached King Pajota. Having approached, he spoke thus to King Pajota. Quote, sire, we doctors at such a moment are pulling up roots. Oh, at such moment as this, are pulling up roots, gathering medicines. It were good if your majesty were to command at the stables and at the gateways, saying, quote within quotes, let Jivaka go out by means of whatever conveyance he desires. Let him go out by whatever gateway he desires. Let him go out at whatever time he desires. Let him come in at whatever time he desires. End quote within quotes, end quote. Then King Pajota commanded at the stables and at the gateways, saying, quote, let Jivaka go out by means of whatever conveyance he desires. Let him go out by whatever gateway he desires. Let him go out at whatever time he desires. Let him come in at whatever time he desires. End quote. Now at that time, King Pajota had a she-elephant called Bhadavatika, who could do 50 yojanas. Then Jivaka Komarabaka offered the ghee to King Pajota, saying, quote, let your majesty drink an astringent decoction, end quote. Then Jivaka Komarabaka, having made King Pajota drink the ghee, having gone to the elephant stable, hastened out of the city on the she-elephant, Bhadavatika. Then King Pajota, when he had drunk and digested the ghee, was sick. Then King Pajota spoke thus to the people, quote, good sirs, the wicked Jivaka has made me drink ghee. Well now, good sirs, look for the doctor Jivaka. End quote. Quote, sire, he has hasted out of the city on the she-elephant Bhadavatika. End quote. Now at that time, King Pajota came to have a slave called Kaka, who could do 60 yojanas and who was born of a non-human being.
Does that happen a lot where you're from?
Then King Pajota commanded the slave Kaka, saying, quote, go, good Kaka, make Jivaka, the doctor, return, saying, quote within quotes, the king teacher orders you to come back, end quote. Now, good Kaka, these doctors are full of cunning, so do not accept anything from him, end quote. And the slave, Kaka, caught up Jivaka Komarabaka on the road to Kosambi as he was having breakfast. Then Kaka the slave spoke thus to Jivaka Komarabaka, quote, the king teacher orders you to come back, end quote. Quote, wait, good Kaka, until we have eaten. Come, good Kaka, you eat, end quote. quote, "No, teacher, I am commanded by the king," saying, quote, then quotes, "Now, good Kaka, these doctors are full of cunning, so do not accept anything from him," end quote, within quotes, end quote. Now, at that time, Jivaka Komarabaka, having stripped off the medicinal parentheses part and parentheses with his nail, was eating an emblic myrobalan and drinking water. That's a fruit allowed as a medicine in Vinaya. Okay. Then Jivaka Komarabaka spoke thus to Kaka the slave. Quote, "Here, good Kaka, eat the emblic myrobalan and drink the water," end quote. Then Kaka the slave, thinking, quote, "This doctor is eating the emblic myrobalan and drinking the water, there should not be anything harmful," end quote, ate half the emblic myrobalan and drank the water. But he ejected that half emblic myrobalan that he was eating on the spot. Then Kaka the slave spoke thus to Jivaka Komarabaka, quote, "Is there life for me, teacher?" End quote. Quote, "Do not be afraid, good Kaka, for you will get well. But the king is violent. That king might have me killed, so I am not coming back," end quote. And giving the she-elephant, Badavatika, into Kaka's charge, he set out for Rajagaha. In due course, he approached Rajagaha and King Saniya Bimbisara of Magad. Having approached, he told this matter to King Saniya Bimbisara of Magad. Quote, "You did well, good Jivaka, in not going back. That king is violent. He might have you killed," end quote. Then King Pajota, being well, sent a messenger to Jivaka Komarabaka, saying, quote, "Let Jivaka come. I will grant him a boon," end quote. Quote, "No, master, let his majesty remember my office," end quote. Now, at that time, there accrued to King Pajota a pair of Siveyaka cloths. There's a footnote. There's two explanations of what that means. It means either cloths used in Uttara Kuru country for covering the dead bodies brought to the cemeteries, in which case a certain kind of bird taking a piece of flesh to the Himalayas eats it and throws aside the cloth. Then a forest wanderer, seeing the cloth, brings it to the king. This cloth was obtained by Pajota on the way. Or it means that the good women of the Sivika kingdom think thread is spun from these follicles, and they speak of a cloth woven of this thread by this name. Quote, "Because of this Sivayaka cloth," means cemetery cloth in the Utakuru country and cloth produced in the Sibi kingdom, end quote. Ha! Vin texts says, quote, "No doubt the latter explanation is the correct one," end quote. Ha! All right. Interesting. Continuing. "Which were the chief and best and foremost and most excellent and loveliest of many cloths, of many pairs of cloths, of many hundred pairs of cloths, of many thousand pairs of cloths, of many hundred thousand pairs of cloths." Then King Pajota sent this pair of Siviyaka cloths to Jivaka Komarabaka. Then it occurred to Jivaka Komarabaka, quote, "This pair of Siviyaka cloths, sent me by King Pajota, is the most excellent and loveliest of many cloths." Three dots. "No one else is worthy of it but the Lord, the perfected one, the holy awakened one, or King Saniya Bimbisara of Magad," end quote. Now at that time, the Lord came to have a disturbance of the humors of his body. A purgative, some of the so-called humors of the body. I thought I'd check the footnote and see if it said anything useful, and it doesn't. Continuing. Then the Lord addressed the Venerable Ananda, saying, quote, Ananda, the truth finder has a disturbance of the humors of his body. The truth finder, he's speaking about himself in the third person. The truth finder desires to take a purgative. End quote. Then the Venerable Ananda approached Jivaka Komarabhaka. Having approached, he spoke thus to Jivaka Komarabhaka. Quote, Jivaka, sir, the truth finder has a disturbance of the humors of his body. The truth finder desires to take a purgative. End quote. Quote, well now, revered Ananda, lubricate the truth finder's body for a few days. End quote. Then the Venerable Ananda, having lubricated the truth finder's body for a few days, approached Jivaka Komarabhaka. Having approached, he spoke thus to Jivaka Komarabhaka. Quote, Jivaka, sir, the truth finder's body has been lubricated. What do you think is right for him now? End quote. Then it occurred to Jivaka Komarabhaka, it is not suitable that I should give a strong purgative to the Lord. End quote. And having had three handfuls of lotuses mixed with various medicines, he approached the Lord. Having approached, he ordered the Lord one handful, he offered the Lord one handful of lotuses, saying, quote, Lord, may the Lord sniff up parentheses the scent of, end parentheses, this first handful of lotuses. This will purge the Lord 10 times, end quote. Then he offered the Lord the second handful of lotuses, saying, quote, Lord, may the Lord sniff up parentheses the scent of, end parentheses, this second handful of lotuses. This will purge the Lord 10 times. End quote. Then he offered the Lord the third handful of lotuses, saying, quote, Lord, may the Lord sniff up parentheses the scent of, end parentheses, this third handful of lotuses. This will purge the Lord 10 times. End quote. Thus he thought that the Lord would be purged altogether 30 times. Then Jivaka Komarabhaka, having given the Lord a purgative for 30 times altogether, having greeted the Lord, departed, keeping his right side towards him. Then it occurred to Jivaka Komarabhaka when he had gone outside the porch, quote, a purgative has been given by me to the Lord for altogether 30 times. The Lord has a disturbance of the humors of his body. It will not purge the Lord altogether 30 times. It will purge the Lord 29 times. But then the Lord, being purged, will bathe. When he is bathed, the Lord will purge once. Thus the Lord will be purged altogether 30 times. End quote. Then the Lord, knowing by mind the reasoning of the mind of Jivaka Komarabhaka, addressed the Venerable Ananda, saying, quote, now, Ananda, it occurred to Jivaka Komarabhaka when he had gone outside the porch, quote within quotes, a purgative has been given by me to the Lord 3 dots. Thus the Lord will be purged altogether 30 times. End quote, then quotes, well now, Ananda, prepare parentheses some, end parentheses, hot water. End quote, quote, very well, Lord. And the Venerable Ananda, having answered the Lord in assent, prepared parentheses some, end parentheses, hot water. Then Jivaka Komarabaka approached the Lord. Having greeted the Lord, he sat down at a respectful distance. As he was sitting down at a respectful distance, Jivaka Komarabaka spoke thus to the Lord, quote, Lord, is the Lord purged? End quote. Quote, I am purged, Jivaka. End quote. Closing with the first conversation, the first exchange of words between Jivaka Komarabaka and Lord Buddha. All right. Now we know the very first interaction, the Lord wanted a purgative, right? Which is like a laxative. And Jivaka didn't want to give him a strong laxative, like Jandu Nityam is what they use here. It's basically, I think it has castor oil in it, but anyway. And the Lord was purged with the scent of lotuses instead of something strong like castor oil. How fun. All right. Well, that conversation does continue, but I wanted to keep this from running too long, and we will continue first, when we get to the 8, in other words, 278, next episode, we'll be reading Dogen's Shobogenzo, right here, and that'll be fun. And then when we get to the 9, then we will return to Tipitaka and pick up where we left off there in this conversation between Jivaka and Lord Buddha. So, there you have it. I will go ahead and do our usual closing. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.